Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition of the
Lucas and Lee podcast. It's your birthday.
That is correct. It is my birthday. Not only is it my birthday, the Lucas and Lee podcast has also been around for
a year.
An entire year.
I know what I did last year on this day. I know exactly what I did. Do you remember?
Yep, we were going to a suite at a Kings game.
Yeah, we were at the Kings game a year ago today.
That was good times. This, so as y'all saw, this birthday is being spent in the lovely sunshine state of Florida, where I, of course, started the day off with none other than my favorite, Opus Coffee. And had to go and get me a brand spanking new Florida Gator jersey.
Exactly. Well, hopefully the Gators can do better than the Blue Jays did last night. I was up till
midnight. Get me started. Don't get me started on that.
Up to midnight watching that game. It was.
You know what? You know what Ice needs to do? Ice needs to do a raid on the Dodger clubhouse and deport Ohtani. That's what Ice needs to do.
What I think is interesting is that Chauncey Billups is behind bars. There was a player too. I can't think of his name. Rozier.
Yeah.
Rozier was busted. There's a pitcher for the Guardians who's been banned from baseball for life.
Yep.
They all got banned, but Ohtani is allowed to gamble when the bookie had said he got a deposit of $500,000 from Shohei Ohtani in his bank account. He never met Shohei Ohtani. He hasn't talked to Shohei Ohtani, but he got the deposit from Shohei Ohtani. So was Ohtani helping out the interpreter? Was he helping out his friend? Or was he making bets?
They're totally making bets. And that's why ICE needs to deport Ohtani before tonight's game, preferably before tonight's game.
Yeah, we know that won't happen.
Let's dive right into it because I will be spending tonight's dinner in the lovely town of Sarasota, Florida, at no other place than Ocean Prime, which is probably the best steakhouse in all of Florida. So,
oh wow,
it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time. So, you know, guys, Lucas and Fit Lurie, you know I get triggered by the gram. You guys know I get triggered by stupid people on the gram. And I have now been triggered by divorce lawyer Lena, who's trying to give us dating advice. So first thing I'm triggered by, who in the hell is taking dating advice from a divorce attorney? Who?
Well, that would be, I don't know. That's not a person I would take advice from.
So... Yeah, no. This woman is basically saying that if you ask a woman on a coffee date, a woman needs to charge the guy $500 because it's her time, her energy, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what divorce lawyer Lena, the only advice this woman gives out for a living is how to get people who formerly were in relationships to hate each other even more. So the fact that she's, you know, trying to tell us how to date is a little ironic, but she's probably one of those that complains that men treat women like commodities, yet she's now basically saying a woman is a commodity by saying charge a man $500 for a coffee date. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get why anybody should be charged for any date.
Fit Lurie?
I mean, I don't know. I'm still new to this whole dating thing. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind going out on a coffee date. I'm not going to charge you $500. But, I mean, I don't really see anything wrong with the coffee date. The $500, yes, unless they're a complete douchebag. Then maybe I'll send you a Venmo request for $500. But other than that, it's fine to go on a coffee date, I think. Or am I wrong?
No, exactly. I mean, look, most people meet these days via dating apps. And I don't know what divorce lawyer Lana is thinking that, you know, if you ask someone on a first date, you need to take them to, you know, Ruth Chris Steakhouse or some fancy French restaurant, you know, roll out, you know, the Dom Perignon and try and be a big baller. But it's that's how you get to know people. You meet
someone,
you look at their dating app, their dating profile, which is their best version of themselves. Let's be very clear. I have enough practice at this, I should know. I pick my best photos, I think of my funniest lines, and I put it out there. And you get to actually know how a person is by sitting down and having coffee and just having a goddamn conversation. There have been times where I've matched with someone on Hinge or Bumble or whatever, and we have coffee, and afterwards I'm like, this is just not for me. I've even cut the date short because it just wasn't no. And to think that divorce lawyer Lana wants me to be stuck in the middle of a restaurant with someone that I have absolutely no desire to continue a conversation with, and spend X amount, apparently in her estimation, $500 is bananas. It is.
Well, maybe that's her rate, her hourly rate for a divorce.
Me thinks she's overcharging, but that's just me.
Yo, dating apps have ruined dating because women on dating apps have a high sense of importance and men have a lower sense of importance because guys are desperate and they will like every single woman, every single woman, every single woman, every single woman, every single woman until they get a match. And then because of that, women think that, wow, this guy's cool, but I can do better. So it's both are sabotage relationships because women think, they constantly think they can do better. Because I can tell you when I was in radio and younger, I was always looking for the next best gig because I knew I was better than the gig I was at. So when I was working there, I was always looking elsewhere because I know I could do better, and I kept getting a lot of reaction. That's how women are in the dating world, because when you're on a dating app and you're a woman, even if you're a 3 or a 4, you're going to get a lot of matches because men will pick any woman. And then that woman will in turn say, I'm a 3 or a 4, but I know I can do better than this guy. So I'm going to treat him like crap and move on to the next.
And I think another problem is that because of dating apps, you can be in a relationship with someone and, you know, things are going good. You know, things are going decent. And then you hit a rough patch. And as soon as you hit the rough patch, instead of working through things, instead of sitting down and having a conversation and working out the rough patch, it's like, hey, I could just go back to Bumble, where as soon as I get on, there's going to be 100 guys liking my post. Or there's going to be 50 women if I'm a guy liking my post. And it basically is a perpetual, the grass is greener on the other side. Now, it's almost like, you know, it's almost a which came first, the chicken or the egg, because it's basically the only way you meet people these days. And I have met some wonderful, amazing women on dating apps. I have met women on dating apps that my life is better because I have met them. That mean just a whole lot to me. They meant a whole lot to me then, and they still mean a lot to me. And I wouldn't have met them if not for a dating app. So it's almost.
But are you going on this dating app with the intention, like, I'm going to be in a relationship, this is going to be a potential marriage? Because I don't think most people are, from what I've heard. I'm not on any dating apps, but that's what I hear. You're just going out and with no, you know, like, this isn't a forever. So that's why a lot of the women and men.
Yeah, yeah.
Are just serial daters, right?
And like mine, I date with intention. I date with intention, and if I'm dating you and you aren't in it for the same reason I'm in it, then I'll just be like, hey, it's been great, it's been fun, but it's not what I want in the long term. And, you know, on the dating apps, they have, you know, oh, you know, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that. And I think that some people just put long-term or life partner or whatever, because if they put I'm just looking for short-term fun, you get judged. You 100% get judged. Or if I'm in an open relationship. Those are always fun. Those are fun. I've actually had a couple of times where I matched with someone and they sprung on me, well, I'm actually in an open relationship. And I was like, whoa, Oh, Danger Will Robinson. I have enough time just dealing with one woman that's not in a relationship than, you know, dealing with any of that funny stuff. But yeah, it really, yeah, it just, it's a double-edged sword, unfortunately. I think it's made dating harder. And at the same time, it's kind of the cost of doing business these days.
But the thing is, more people are single now than ever. And one thing that's never happened before that is happening now is that more men are choosing peace over relationships. Because you know that if you get into a relationship, you're going to have to deal with a lot of baggage. And at some point in time, like the longer you're alone for men or women, the longer you're alone, you realize how peaceful life is and you want that peace. And you're so selective about somebody coming in and disrupting that peace.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, look, Lucas, you know me, I'm the hopeless romantic here.
For now, but that could change at some point. Because I was a hopeless romantic at one time, and then I got sense. I became very sensible, and I was like, I get to do whatever I want when I want to do it, and I still have a lot of women that are around that I don't necessarily have to be in a relationship with to have fun with, and I'm pretty happy.
Lucas has a roster! Lucas
has
his
shirtless
a roster!
Post. Showing the guns, that's what's getting all that roster.
Yeah.
it's those shirtless workout selfies that gets
I saw this guy talk about muscles, and he said, guns always win. He goes, you can be in a debate and you're losing, and all you have to do is just flex and you're going
to debate. I mean, look, Lucas, I turned 50 today, and we'll talk more about that later in the podcast. But I was married for 2 years, engaged for a year. I've been mostly not married, not engaged for most of my adult life. And I am still a hopeless romantic. I think it, and I, obviously, look, I have like my parents as an example. They were together for 55 years and what they had was beautiful. And I think at the end of the day, I would like to find something where, and it doesn't have to be marriage, but you find your person, you know, you find your person that you go through the highs and the lows and you celebrate their highs and you help them out with their lows. And I think it's a beautiful thing when you meet that person, when you meet soulmate, life partner, whatever it is. And
it's a different generation now though than our
is,
parents. When our parents were walking around, if they went to the supermarket, people aren't trying to pick them up. Now, everybody is trying to pick up other people and trying to have sex with other people. So it's a whole different generation. And I will tell you, I was definitely a hopeless romantic. I was just like you, looking for love. And just like the country song, All the Wrong Places. And then in 2022, 50, when I was 50, I realized that I'm trying to force my agenda and my what I think is right in a relationship on other people. And I literally took a year to soul search, and then I realized I don't need anybody because my life is pretty perfect right now. If you come into my life, that's great, but you have to add something to come into my life, just like I'll add something into your life. Now if you're not adding something and you're adding drama into my life, there's the door, you can go, don't let it hit you in the butt. But what happens is that too many people now are like thinking, this is what love is, this is what I want, and you're forcing it on somebody else, and that's a recipe for disaster.
It is. And look, Lucas, we've talked about it, I've been in relationships where it's a square peg, round hole. And I realized that, and I know it didn't work. I guess where I'm the hopeless romantic is, like, look, it does. Someone needs to add to my life, and it goes both ways. I need to be able to add to that person's life. I just think that person is out there. Now, obviously, there are some red flags that, you know, if this person has this character trait, they're not going to fit into my life. For example, if you're a Raider fan, it's not going to happen. Which is why Fit Lurie and I have never dated. Because she's a Raider fan, and that's a walking red flag.
What's worse, a Raiders fan or Dodgers fan?
Oh man, Dodger. You know, unfortunately, statistics show that they go hand in hand a lot. Unfortunately,
They do, but one loses and one wins. I mean, the Raiders lose constantly, so I can deal with that. I could.
The Raider
fans
are loyal, so loyalty. Yeah. You got to think about
you
that.
You know, Fillory has a point. Fillory has a point. If you are still a Raider fan, you are a glutton for punishment.
Yes.
And 100% loyal. So, our last relationship topic for the day. New stat came out, and I could speak on this. California is the worst state for dating in the United States.
Wow.
Well, it's a big state. I can see that it is the worst because there's a lot of discrepancies in income. It seems like in the bigger cities, there's a lot of gold diggers. So I can definitely see that.
Having dated in both California and Florida, I can tell you that I 100% prefer Florida. 100%. Any day of the week. Any day of the week. The dating women out here versus dating women out there is night and day. Night and day. It just, I don't know if it's because they get more sun out here and so they're generally better predisposed. Might be
that.
Well,
LA gets a lot of sun and San Diego does too, but.
Well, I've never dated in San Diego, so there's that. Remember, I'm stuck in Stockton when I'm out there. Which is not exactly the greatest dating pool on the planet. No offense to the city of Stockton. I love it. No offense to you, Fitlery.
I'm all great.
Love my city of Stockton. Just not exactly the pool that I weighed in the best. But Lucas, speaking of things to be excited and not excited about, I know you're excited about something.
Yes. About the new manager of the Giants?
The new manager of the San Francisco Giants.
Yes, Vitello out of the University of Tennessee. I'm ready. I think that we have a chance of getting Bryce Harper this year. So the Dodgers better get their championship this year if you're going to win, because next year is our year.
Now, Lucas, you do know that I have seen my fair share of SEC baseball. And your new man, the Giants' new manager, is a bit of a douchebag.
But that's what's needed.
Bit of a douchebag.
That's what's needed. That's what's needed.
Yes.
We need that fire. We need somebody. I'm tired of everybody doing it the right way. He's won championships. Just because he beats Florida in baseball doesn't mean he's a bad guy. You know, he's won championships.
Right there, Lucas. Right there.
He's won championships. He's got a lot of guys in the majors that are high-performing players. And I'm tired of the button-the-top-button type of guy. This guy's got muscles. He jumps in the crowd. He's in really good shape. He's young. I think he's going to bring a whole energy. It's kind of like when the Giants brought Hunter Pence in. Hunter Pence is a douchebag. And Hunter Pence was the reason they won.
Hunter Pence is great. I loved Hunter Pence.
And that's exactly what this guy is. You just don't like him because he plays for manager for Tennessee.
The wrong kind. By the way, the University of Tennessee is the wrong kind of orange. And I will die on that hill. That is the wrong kind of orange. So, last subject before we wrap up today's one-year anniversary / Lee's birthday. It's holiday season. Now, I know, Lucas, you are excited because as soon as the clock strikes midnight on November 1st, Mariah Carey defrosts.
Yeah, Mariah Carey defrosts. I'll be listening to Christmas music. And that day on Saturday, November 1st, I'm going to the Sharks game and I'll be wearing my Sharks Santa hat.
Oh, my God. Of course, the holidays means lots of holiday food, which is why we have Fit Lurie, owner of 209 CrossFit here.
Combine Fitness.
Sorry. Oh, God. My bad. She's the owner of Combine Fitness, not the other place. Fit Lurie, you're allowed to kick me in the ass when I fly back tomorrow. But we're headed into the holiday season. Holiday parties all over the place. Holiday suites all over the place. How do we still have a good time and not gain 10 pounds?
Well, the biggest thing is, one, get in and get your workout done. Stop making excuses about like, well, I don't have time. You know, getting something in is better than nothing. And then also have fun in moderation. but still consume your regular meals. Like when we went to your birthday party, me and Lucas had a cupcake and a couple of beers. And then what happened the next day? We still got our workout in. We got our cardio in. And then it's back on track with our eating. There's no reason why people should be gaining 10 pounds over the holiday. And it, sometimes it's more. It's because people get lazier. They skip meals. And then they binge on all of this rich, sweet food. Then they wake up feeling like crap. Don't want to work out. And then it's just the keep, it keeps going. Maybe they'll be excited for January 1st to do the new year, new me. But some people wait for February, or some people don't wait at all and they continue to gain weight. So moderation.
Work out every day. Every day.
Fitler, if people are like, hey, I need to get my workout in, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay. On my Instagram, you can follow me or you can follow Combined Fitness 209 and we can get you in so you can start working out consistently and be buff like Lucas.
Yeah.
I knew there was a 209 somewhere in your in your
on my Instagram.
Yes, on your Instagram. So usually, guys, we end up with the worst week ever. But it is my birthday. So can there really be a worst week when it's my birthday?
Well, yeah, there can because Brian Kelly is they get the worst week ever.
Well, I saw his buyout, so I don't think it's that bad of a week.
But I think his buyout is great for him, but he is such a piece of crap human being and such an ego, just a despicable, despicable human being that I guarantee it hurts him so bad that somebody said, you suck, you're fired.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm sure right now Fit Lurie is wishing they would say the same thing about Pete Carroll with the Raiders record. But I am going to end today's show on a positive note, even though, yes, I do think Brian Kelly's a piece of shit for leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU. And he got exactly what he deserved. I turned 50 today, guys. And
yes.
You guys both know that it's almost a statistical miracle that I'm here. I said it earlier today in my State of the Lee address. I am proof that God exists and miracles happen. And miracles happen by the big man upstairs putting you in the right place at the right time with the right people. And I don't forget that. I wake up every single day and remember that. And I guess just, you know, we live, unfortunately, in a society where people are afraid. They are afraid to go out and do that thing. They always think of the worst case scenario. And I am afraid that there are going to be a lot of people living life. And when it's their time to meet their maker, coulda, shoulda, woulda. And the day I got my transplant, the minute I woke up after 2 days of being in a coma and after being 30 seconds away from bleeding out of that operating table, the moment I woke up, I told myself, that's not going to be me. That's why I'm the hopeless romantic, Lucas, because I am not afraid to say I love you. I am not afraid to love big, even if it comes back to bite me in the ass, even if it ends up in nothing but heartbreak at the end of the day. Because I, of all people, fully understand we're not around here for a long time. We're not. And when it is my time to go, I am going to have absolutely zero regrets. There's a reason I went out and started a women's soccer team because I wanted to, because it would be awesome. And because on my tombstone, it will say, I did something awesome for the community. I did something awesome for the women on that team who have progressed to pro career or to college that never would have. That I made those trips, that I heard Fit Lurie's dog whine in the background.
The one of 10.
That I did the things I always said I wanted to do. That I went and saw a game in the Swamp, one of the most magical places to watch a football game. So for those of you listening wherever, and last time I actually just checked before we went on, apparently we have been downloaded in Moscow, Tehran, London, Madrid, and somewhere in the middle of Australia.
Nice.
I know. Go figure. The Aboriginal people tuning into the Lucas and Lee podcast. For those out there listening, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I don't fear fear. Go out and do it. open your own CrossFit gym. Just don't do it anywhere near Stockton, because everyone in Stockton needs to go to Combine Fitness with Fitlery.
Heck yeah.
Go take all the shirtless selfies, because you've worked on your body and you should be proud of how you look.
Exactly.
Go out and do that thing. So with that, I got to get my butt on the road, because traffic on I-4 and rush hour is nothing to sneeze at. And I got to make my reservation. Everyone, have a fantastic October 28th.
See you later.